WYT. Praising the Lord. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
Old Testament prophecy of Isaiah, chapter number 9. And we want to commence reading at verse number 6 for the benefit of our time together on today. Old Testament prophecy of Isaiah, chapter number 9. Begin at verse number 6. The Word of God reads thusly. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Amen. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God shall stand forever. The Holy Spirit's guidance and your prayers, we want to tag this text this morning. Hold on. Help is on the way. Hold on. Help is on the way. Oh, beloved. Beloved of God, those who God loves, those who God has spared, those of you under the sound of my voice, with your numerous issues and circumstances, difficulties and storms you faced, God's word to you on this Sunday morning, hold on, help is on the way. Somebody is wondering this morning, has God heard me? Is there some kind of miscommunication between me and God? Maybe there was something wrong with my signal. Maybe there was too much blocking my signal. God sent me on assignment to tell you this morning that he heard every last one of your prayers. Amen. That God sees you right where you are. Hallelujah. He knows everything about you. Hallelujah. And God's word to you today, child of God. Hold on. Help is on the way. And since you know help is on the way, learn why you're in it. Learn why you're dealing with it. Gain strength while you're going through it. Depend on prayer more while you're in it. Since you know that it's already all right, you've heard God already tell you that it's already all right, so take the worry mask off of you on today. Take the burden off of your shoulders and look back and see how much better you are since you start going through it. Look at how much better you pray. Look at how much more words you read. Look how much more peace you have since you've learned how to deal with it. You've learned that real peace does not come in the absence of storms, but real peace comes in the midst of storms. And that's the truth of it all, is that God did answer your prayer, but he answered in a way that you were not expecting. God said, I want to teach you some stuff. He says, before I want to deliver you, I want to develop you. Because you were not praying like you ought to. You were not worshiping like you ought to. You wasn't in the word like you ought to. But since the right storm came, when the right situation came, you learned how to lift your hands unconditionally and say, Lord, I trust you. You learned how to get on your knees for yourself when you couldn't get to the church and say, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. And since you know this go work out for your good, because your Bible says, for we know that all things work together for the good of them who love God, who are called according to his purpose. Since you know that you know that you know, you ought to now look back and say, Lord, how I made it over. My soul looks back and wonder how I got over. It's a good day, y'all, because God's word to somebody, hold on. Hang in there. Don't throw in the towel. Keep on trusting. Keep on believing. Your help is on the way. And when your help comes, you go shout like never before. When your help comes, you go feel like it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. Your helper is coming. His name is Jesus. He is our Redeemer. He is our Savior. He is our helper. He is our provider. He is our protector. He is our bridge over troubled water. He is our everything. Your help is on the way. Is anybody looking? Can anybody see it? Keep waking up in the morning. I dare you to wake up in the morning and expect God to bless you. I dare you to wake up in the morning and expect to see something new. Your help is on the way. That's all I came to tell you. Hold on. God hears every prayer. God knows what's going on with you. God knows who's messing with you. God knows who's trying to mess you up. And when God sees fit, in God's own time, he's going to handle every situation. He's going to handle every satanic issue that's going in your life. But what you got to do is stay steady. You got to stay focused. You got to keep walking by faith and not by sight. You got to hold on with everything in you. Grab a hold to your joy. Grab a hold to your peace. Hold on to this word. Hold on to this worship, because your help. That's all. That's all. That's all. That's all. Your help is on the way. Who am I talking to already? You've been asking people to help you. You've been looking for government to help you. But that's not the kind of help you need. You done found out by now money don't give you peace. House don't give you joy. That job, they got this more levels, new devils. So it's got to be a God to help you in your situation. Hold on. Every tear you shed has not gone unnoticed. Every moment of heartbreak and disappointment that you have experienced, your God knows all about it. But I dare three or four people to say, I trust you. Even in this, I trust you, God. It don't make sense, but I'm calling out to you to help me. Anybody, I know it's Sunday morning. I know it's Sunday morning. We in church and we looking good. But anybody don't mind admitting beside the preacher, I need the Lord to help me. I'm not so much of a man that I can't say I need the Lord's help. I'm not that deep in God. I can't say I don't need the Lord. If the Lord don't hold me, if the Lord don't help me, hold on. Hold on. This word was given to the prophet Isaiah to talk to God's people who are enduring some storms, who are dealing with some difficulty. There is the threat and the probability and the possibility of attack from enemy nations. Add into that, they're getting ready to face some captivity. It's that they're in something and get ready to go into something else. Where it seems like when it rains, that it pours. Am I anybody's Kool-Aid already? That if one thing, it's another, and you call yourself a child of God. What do you do, y'all, when you have to trust God, but you can't trace God? When you're looking around at your life and you see, Lord, I'm trying the best I can. I know I'm not perfect, but I'm praying. I'm in your word. I'm in the house of God. I'm trying to be right by people, but it seems like it just don't make sense. Seems like things are not coming together. God's word, hold on. Because some of this, what God's people are dealing with, they caused it. Some stuff wasn't the devil, some stuff was decisions. I'm just talking about Israel, I ain't talking about y'all. Some stuff you put yourself in, the Lord ain't put you in. But here's what God wants you to know. Even if you did it, I'm still going to get you out of it. I'm going to let you go through it for a while. I'm going to let you deal with the consequences of your action. I may spank you. I may punish you. But you my child. And I'm not going to let you die. I'm not let go. You just leave in it because my name on you. And I'm not going to let your name, my name, be in vain. That should have made somebody feel good right there. How many of y'all don't mind admitting, Father, I did it. I messed up. I sinned. I fell short. I went away from you, but aren't you glad today that God did not change his mind about you? That you may have changed your mind about God, but my shout on this morning is that God did not change his mind. It's still in his agenda to bless me. It's still in his agenda to nurture me. It's still in his agenda to take care of me. I'm going to leave y'all alone. Here it is. God's people did it. And they got to deal with what they've done. Counsel had come to the king, to King Ahaz, but he was an evil king. He was not wanting to listen to what God's people had to say. So government is all messed up. Ungodly rulers, ungodly leadership, and the people of God not acting like the people of God. Some little mess makers came into the fellowship and started telling the people of God, don't listen to them, listen to us. You don't have to worship. It's okay not to worship God. It's okay to have a life. It's okay to do what you want to do. You ain't really got to serve God. Long as you go to church, you all right. But you ain't got to live nothing that God done taught you. You can just live any kind of way you want. Do what you want to do. Long as you show up first Sunday, you all right. As long as you show up and eat that bread and drink that wine, you all right. But the devil is a lie because God has an expectation out of all of us. And when we fall short, we got to deal with it. Mm-hmm. And they left God. Didn't want to fool with God till they get in trouble. That sounds really familiar. That people don't want to fool with the Lord till they're in trouble. But can you imagine a God who gets looked over, end up being looked to? Ain't that something? That a God who gets looked over now gets looked to. And God still take it. God take the fact that we part-time. God take the fact that we inconsistent. God takes the fact that we don't mean what we're saying half the time. And he's still good. He's still gracious. He's still merciful. He's still powerful. He's still forgiving. He's still gracious. So, he speaks a word of prophecy in chapter 9. Has Isaiah speak a word of prophecy to God's people? Can I tell you what the problem is if you really do some study on this? That God speaks, but very few are listening. Can I tell you why we ain't happier? Can I tell you why we don't have joy today? Because many of us don't hear God. We hear everything else. We hear the report on CNN. We hear the report from Win Paris Journal. We hear what somebody done put on Snap. We see what somebody put on Facebook, and nobody knows the word. And that's why we all melancholy. That's why we're moody. That's why we all messed up. That's why we in God's house looking like we ain't got no people, looking like somebody done abandoned us, because we have not heard what God has to say. Because if you have heard what God had to say, that even with a grieving heart, even with troubles in your life, you still resolve to bless the Lord at all time. His praise shall continually be in your mouth. By now you ought to know, if you have heard enough word, that this too shall pass. For I reckon that nothing shall separate you from the love of God. There ain't nothing gonna stop God from taking care of you. That's how I know we ain't heard nothing. We ain't heard nothing. We ain't heard nothing. Because if we heard it and received it, we would change our attitude. Yeah, Lord. By now, you ought to know that trouble gonna come to Christians too. But that's all right. If I've heard enough word, I know that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver them out of them all. See, I wish I had some season saint. Instead of being grouchy, instead of being full of hell, instead of being sometime, I need a real saint who done been with the Lord to say, I once was young, but now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging for bread. Let me. Hold on. Here's what today is. It's another chance to hear. This ain't another time to shout. Because some of us don't know what we're shouting for. See, Ham. Listen, some of us heard he's able. But we ain't hear he's able. Or we heard how the melody sounded because Shanee and Mikey got a real good synchronization. They know how to work them songs, and they're gifted what they do. So it was good to my beat. But if we really heard that he's able, you wouldn't be complaining on Monday through Saturday. You wouldn't be full of hell if you knew he's able. You wouldn't be trying to get your get back. You wouldn't be trying to cuss my God. Don't hand me that.
Let me point you to your help. If you give me 10 more minutes, I'm gonna try my best to leave y'all alone and tell you about your help. Because see, he tried to tell them in chapter 7 about your help. But it's gonna come in a way that you're not expecting. He's gonna come in the form of a child. Because the grown folk can't get it. So I'm gonna come in my own way and bring some deliverance, but it's gonna be in a package that you ain't expecting. Just like he did it then, he's doing it now. You better be careful who you bypassing and taking for granted, because you just might be dismissing your help. See, somebody didn't come today needing some help. Somebody came just to be looking. But I need about 3 people, I'll be number 4. All the hell I've been through, all the storms I faced, I know I need some help. I ain't come to play. I ain't come to be pretty. I ain't come to be cute. So I got to talk to you about your help. Here it is. Let's look at his necessary arrival. I'm in verse number 6. It's going to be so quick, you'll miss it. Here's your, he's his necessary arrival. For unto us, child is born. Unto us, a son is given. I knew y'all was going to miss it. I say necessary arrival. And God, in the midst of all that's going on, God sends Isaiah to say, don't be looking for them. Don't be looking at that. I'm coming like this. And look what Isaiah says. For unto us, a child is born. Unto us, a son is given. I'm going to try one more time. In spite of it all, we messed up. We don't worship. We don't praise. We disobedient. But for unto us. We don't praise him like we should. We condition in our manner. We moody. We irritated. We grouchy. Full of hell half the time. But for unto us, a child is born. Unto us. Who is the us? Those of us who don't praise him. Those of us who don't serve him. Those of us who sometime it. Those of us who are moody. But thanks be to God for unto us. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Wait a minute. This ain't gonna shout everybody. And I get it. Thank you, Lord. Because the text didn't say for unto you. And part of Israel's problem and part of our problem, we can let our troubles make us self-involved. That you don't understand sometimes, you ain't the only one. That you ain't the only one going through something. See, let me go on and do it while I'm in here. Let me see, that's why you are not sit by mean people. Don't sit by people who don't want to praise God. Because people who come to church and on purpose and look crazy, they doing that on purpose. That means they selfish. So what I need you to do, I give you permission to change your location. Change your seating arrangement, because you're letting some people drown out your praise. You're letting them snuff out the fire because they're your buddy and they're your pal and they dignified. But I need somebody who don't care. I need somebody who don't care what's going on. I need somebody who ain't worried about position, who ain't worried about looking cute, but say, I know it was a God somewhere who helped me in the midst of it all. Sister, you going through? I'm going through too. Let's join hands and lift God together. And when God bless you, I know he gonna bless me. For unto us. For unto us. For unto us, a child is born. Missed it. Missed it. For unto us, not a child will be born. For unto us, a child is born. In our text, ladies and gentlemen, the commentator suggests that Isaiah may have had a son as a predictor of what Jesus was going to come do. And while you're waiting on your help, God will send you something that's going to be a predictor of what you're going to see down the road to hold you in there. So when I see my brother, when I see my sister, I don't just see Bruce. I don't just see Mac. I don't just see Kyra. I see some hope. I see a reason to hold on, because somebody is here who knows God. Somebody is here who's been delivered. Somebody is here who's been set free. So I didn't come to play church. I came to get some hope. And when I see my brother or sister, I know that God will do it for me too. So I ain't got time to worry about what you got on. I ain't worrying about where you've been last night. I get some hope by seeing somebody in the house of God who needs God too. For unto us. See, can I get in trouble? You'll never appreciate the gift of Jesus until you can appreciate the gift of people. God deliver New Zion Missionary Baptist Church, 430 West Jones Street, Winfield, Louisiana, 71483, P.O. Box 893, phone number 318-628-6166. Lord, please deliver this place from arrogant people who act like they only them and God. I need somebody in this next year who's real. I need people I want to worship with who are honest. I need people who go through storms, but we still praise God. I'm sick of you arrogant jokers. I'm sick of y'all who can't praise. I'm sick of y'all. Thank God for some people. Can somebody tell God thank you for the body of Christ, that you ain't only in this thing by yourself, with your won't say amen self, with your won't love nobody self, with your won't shake a hand self. I'm so done. Mac, I'm so done with these people who you never know. Somebody needs your testimony. And your presence matters. I'm so sick of part-timers doing full-time work. Run to us. A child is born. Run to us. Son is given. For us. Watch this. Not because of us. I'm trying to help people that I love with all my heart. You keep thinking you go shut it down by your attitude and whether or not you show up or rolling your eyes. I don't care if you roll them and hit snake eyes. God is still gonna get his glory with you. Because it's for us, not by us. And he arrives in a necessary way, in a necessary situation, because God's people had enough sense in Isaiah to say, we need some help. And doing it our way ain't getting it. Has anybody learned by now trying to do stuff your way just ain't working? How many more times you gonna bump your head, gonna make a clown out yourself? I wanted to say something else, but make a fool out yourself before you realize, Lord, you got it. For us, not because of us. And some of y'all, you ain't got to tell me. That's why I'm your pastor. God give me insight. Because you ain't going to tell it. Some of y'all try to see and test how important you are. Watch me not. Because the problem is, too many people who receive the gift start thinking they are the gift. I gotta leave that alone. Open your eyes and your heart to who God's gonna use. Because if you can't handle them, you ain't gonna be able to handle Jesus. Well, let me push. His necessary arrival, then secondly, his notable attributes. I'm talking about your help. He's got some things that distinguish him from everybody else. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. In other words, he's going to wear that priestly robe. And he's going to show us who's God and who's not. That's why I ain't trip out the first Tuesday in November, no matter which way that thing went, because I'm not trusting them with my government. Because, see, the truth of it is, I may live in America, I may live on earth, but my citizenship is in heaven. And the goal is, for thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. See, my mind and my eyes and your mind and your eyes got to be on the kingdom of God, not being a Republican, not being a Democrat, not even being black or white. Some of this woke mess go get y'all to sleep, because you got to understand to lift your eyes upon the kingdom of God. And Jesus came to establish his kingdom. And so when you and I show up every day, that's some kingdom things that the Lord expects to see. Here y'all all mad, frustrated, because your candidate didn't win. Here you are mad and frustrated because you got signs in your yard, bumper stickers, I'm with her, I'm with him, pro-choice, pro-life. But the Lord come to give you life ever since you've been born, and you won't choose him yet. When you go vote Jesus, and when you vote Jesus, you will receive something that you never received before. You may not have low taxes, but you have a high testimony. You may not have the health care that you want, but he'll always provide and take care of you. Is there anybody in Zion who knows that when you choose Jesus, he's pro-life? His attributes, his characteristics, and he shall be called. Now I got a question. Let's read it. And he shall be called. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Missed it. And his name shall be called Wonderful. That's pointing to him being supernatural, above everything. He should be called Wonderful. Counselor, that his counsel, his wisdom, his word is better than any other word of wisdom that you can get. The Mighty God. Mighty God pointed to us, him. He can fight battles. He can win wars that nobody else can win. He's a mighty good leader. He's the captain of the host of the army. He's a mighty God. He ain't no punk God. He ain't no weak God. He's a big God. He's a strong God. You are the evidence that he's a strong God. Because if you, how do you know? Because you're still standing after everything you've been through. After all that you've experienced, you're still standing. You still got halfway good sense. I used to say all good sense, but I didn't talk to us. Thank God he's a wonderful counselor. Because if he didn't give us counsel, good God Almighty. He's the mighty God, the everlasting. He is inexhaustible. He cannot be stopped. He has no beginning. He has no end because he is God. He is everlasting and eternal. Who wouldn't want a God like this? Who wouldn't want no help like this? See, everything else expires except your eternal God. He will. In the beginning, God. In the end, God. In the middle, God. He can't be late because he's never early. He's never early because he'll never be late. Every time he bump into himself, going between late and early because he's big. And then he's the Prince of Peace. prince shows his ruler, his ability to rule, and peace means not only peace with nothing going on, but it means prosperity. That he causes us to prosper. Now, prosperity is more than a dollar on your bank account, but prosperity is peace of mind, a healthy family, a good life, a blessed position. All right. Everybody cool with that? Because we can look at it like this. Y'all ready? Got your Bible open? Second way we can look at this. His name shall be called. Watch this. The wonderful counselor is a mighty God. Try again. The wonderful counselor is a mighty God. The everlasting father is the prince of peace. Any way you want to mix that bad boy together, it'll make you feel better. Because it's the exact opposite of what you and I are experiencing. We got some not wonderful people. We got some bad counsel. We have some stuff that's not everlasting. And we sure don't have God. But can anybody give God praise that he is everything that you need? He will supply all your need. All that you need, you can find. Now, I'm almost there. Come around the mountain. Here I come. Here I come. Watch this. Y'all finna be fighting mad. One more time. Because the text says his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. Right? Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Here's the tension in the text. Somebody got to call him. I got to quit. Isaiah says that when you need some help, he is that. He shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. But the problem, New Zion, don't nobody want to call him. Y'all too deep for me. I need some kind of slow folk like me. That in order for him to come help you, correct me if I'm wrong, but an ambulance has to be summoned. They don't just ride around looking for accidents. They just ride around looking for trouble. But they got to be called. And then when they are called, they are told where to go to. And so when you call them, typically we get mad because they don't come when we want them. But if you don't put in your request, you have a right to expect some help to come. Y'all missing me? Because you done made the call. So you have a right to have some peace because it's already done got too big for you. Otherwise, you wouldn't have called for some help. Y'all missed me. Some things, some wounds are too big. Sometimes it's too much bleeding. So you got to call for some help who has the equipment and the know-how and the expertise to meet your need. And so it don't matter how long it take, wait on them. Now, how many of y'all have learned listening to other folk, they'll have you in worse shape? I wish I had a witness somewhere up in this shirt. Oh, you don't need to call nobody. Just put some green alcohol rub on it. That'll get it right out. Now you got an infection. But when you call on experts who've got the equipment, it ought to give you a peace of mind because you've called somebody who can do what you can't do. And I wish I had some Zionites who don't mind admitting that sometime I had some grief and it was too big for me. I had some sickness, it was too big for me. I had some disappointment, it was too big for me. I had some heartbreak, that was too big for me. I had some financial hardship. That was too big for me. But when I called on the Lord, Hey, I called on the Lord, and he heard my cry and pitied every groan. And long as I live, while trouble rise, I know by now the haste. Anybody know how to call on him in the midnight hour? Call on him when people leave you. Call on him when the chicken's been ate up. But you can still call on him and he'll come through. Then watch this. Watch this. If it seems like he's taking too long, you know what we do? You know what a responsible ambulance or emergency will tell you? Put it off on us. Because when you called our name, it's based on our reputation. In the Old Testament, when you see the term name, it means reputation. And his reputation says he's wonderful. Counselor. I wish I had somebody who could tell me testify. I don't mind being a testimonial that your God will come through right when he needs to come through. Anybody else don't mind testifying? Because see, every day of our life, the Lord is on trial. And you and I are character witnesses for when the Lord come up and show up just like you said he would. Because you've been telling the world, you've been posting on Facebook, you've been telling everybody that you trust him. But every time I watch you, you're acting down. You're depressed and you're mad and you're sad. So who is your God? So every day, God is on trial. Jesus is on trial. Now, he's our counselor, but we are his character witnesses. And the devil is looking for people who will show up in church but won't show up for Christ. Will he fight your battle? Will he heal you? Will he take care of you? Well, if that's so, act like it then. Live like it then. Let the redeemed of the Lord. Let me tell you something. I almost wanted to make a round, but y'all ain't here for that today. I wouldn't call on somebody I don't trust. I wouldn't call on somebody I don't believe in. It's too critical now. And sometimes we make prank calls seem like, because we just call him just to be calling. And you have him showing up to something you really don't want to show up for. But then watch this. When he's been good to you, watch this. Call him again. And say, this time I don't want nothing. I don't need nothing. Ain't nothing wrong. I just wanted to use the same line I've been using all my life, but this time I just want to say, anybody know that you feel better sometime? We just call on him and say, I don't want nothing, but I'm struggling, but still, I don't know what's going on. Yeah. I'm done with you now. I gotta let you go. I done held y'all long enough. But I feel my help coming. Because not only do we understand and we see his necessary arrival, not only have we looked at his notable attributes, but you ought to be thankful today that your help is on the way, because you see his never-ending authority. And the Bible says that when he comes, the increase of his government, there shall be no end. That means that when you tell somebody about a man named Jesus, that they will receive Jesus and the government increases. The reason why you and I are here today, because somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time and prayed for me. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. I don't know about you this morning, but I thank God that the government has been increased. The prosperity of Gene Tudor has increased. That the people of God have received Jesus. And now we trust him with our life. You know about him. You know about him. Your children know about him. Your grandchildren, and the increase of his government shall be no end. That tells me today that Jesus didn't stop when he was born, but he lived for 33 years and he healed and delivered and taught and set free. But that's not where the story ends. One Friday on a hill called Calvary, your Jesus and mine, your help and mine said, they need to be saved. They need to be in the house of God. And so he died for 6 hours one day. But that's not how the story ends. The increase of the government. But 3 days later, he got up with all power in his hand. And because he got up, you can get up. Because he got up, you can live up. Because he got up, you can praise up. Because he got up, you can shout up. Because he got up, you can show up. If anybody here can thank God for your help, be not dismayed. Whatever be the tie, God will, God will. I say God will take care of you. Is there anybody in the house who know that all of my help comes from the Lord? He made me. He knows all about me. He provides for me. He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Somebody give God praise for being your help. My help. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Me and Sarge have a joke. In the one day of the year we get along. Just one. Me and Carolyn Boy have a joke. How you, Sarge? I'm doing, how are you? Hanging on. No, she told me, we're tied, not on that end. Hold on a little tighter. That's what God is saying to somebody today. I know it don't make sense. I know you're scared. I know you're dismayed. I know you may even be discouraged. But I challenge you today. Hold on. Your help. If you leave now, you'll miss your appointment. Because guess what? He still gonna show up. But you want to give him something to show up for. I offer Christ to you. My brother, my sister. I offer Christ. I offer you some help today. Help beyond any substance. Help beyond any person. Help beyond money. Help beyond a job. The Bible says, Jesus told his disciples, your heavenly Father already knows that you have need. But he tells us something interesting in Matthew 6:33. Seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And watch this. He said you ain't got to work so hard. If you just seek me, all things you need will be added. Has anybody lived that and found it out? That you make God first in your life? Y'all, he'll bless you with stuff you ain't know you needed. Y'all come on, I ain't mean to block y'all. And he not only bless you with your need, guess what? He'll give you what you want. You know how? Because when your heart is toward him, you not go ask for stuff that ain't in his will. Oh, Lord. That's why he says, ask, seek. Keep on asking. Keep seeking. Keep. He'll come through. Every time. I'm a living witness. If you're looking for proof that God will answer prayer, he'll come through. Look at me. I need somebody to help me testify about this point. If you didn't have some help from the Lord, you know where you'd be. They'd have me bound up, and I ain't talking about no grave clothes either. They'd have me in a little room somewhere. But God, it had not been for the Lord on our side, I offer Christ. Come on, ministers, our ministers, come. We offer Jesus to you to salvation, to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. Let him be your help. He'll help you. He'll hear you. He'll hold you. But you got to call him. Others today. God bless you. God bless you. Are there others today? Come on, get some help today. It will. Glory to God. Are there others today? Yes, Lord. Believe that? It's gonna be all right. It will. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. It will.
for those who have come for prayer, strength, help, and assistance. Thank God, Brother Carson. Stand up, Brother Carson. Come for salvation.
Hallelujah.
To be
hallelujah.
Come on, give God praise in this place.
Glory.
Another soul.
Glory.
Amen. God bless you, brother. God bless you, man. God bless you. Brother Carson, see Minister Moss after worship, and she'll get with you with your information and all that. Amen. God bless Carson.
Yeah.
And Lord, help us. Amen. Amen. So glad to have another young brother who grew up in this church, but now wants to be or have a real relationship with the Lord. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Listen, we're getting ready to worship God in our giving. But understand, y'all, I felt your spirits during this altar call, and I felt you. And some of us are trying to figure out how to ask for help when you're always called upon to be help. And it's hard to be weak when you're called upon to be so strong. But he says, Paul told us this in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. That he said that he learned how the grace of God helps you to be weak. He says, in your weakness, you are made strong, that God will be strong in you the more you can admit you're weak in certain areas. Real strength is being able to be honest and saying it's too big for me. Why else would he tell us, cast your cares? Part of that government on the Lord's shoulders is a picture of the agricultural scene that Jesus lived in, and that there was something called a yoke. An oxen would carry the cart, but you have another animal who would share the yoke because you couldn't carry it all by yourself. So you have another partner to help you carry. That's why he says, take my yoke upon you. Oh, Lord. Jesus offered to say, he says, I come so that you ain't got to handle it all by yourself. I come to share this because my shoulders are built for your struggles. You got to carry your own cross. You got to live your own life. You got stuff you got to handle. But with Jesus yoked up with you every day, get sweeter and sweeter. You get stronger and stronger. Anybody learn that when you get yoked up to the Lord, he makes some burdens light in your life. That's what he comes to do. So I encourage you today, stop trying to handle everything. I know we tell people this, and that sounds so noble. I'm trying to be strong for everybody. There's no way possible you can be strong for everybody. How many of y'all know it's enough being strong for you?
Amen.
And the truth is, you can't be strong for yourself. You need some help. Men, we're called upon to be the answer, to be the solution. So we always feel like we got to have the answer. We struggle silently. We're in pain privately. Because society will look down on us if we say, Lord, I need some help. This is why we go to drugs and alcohol and bad relationships, because we're trying to cope with this heavy burden and the expectations placed on us. But God comes today and say, I want to help y'all. I want to help you. There's no shame, brothers, sisters, in saying, I'm here because of the help of God. That's what the Holy Spirit, he is our parakletos. Para meaning help, assist, to help us, to assist us, that you don't have to go through anything by yourself. That God will help you carry that load. And he'll carry more than you carry.
Amen.
And I'm learning the more I go, ain't no shame in that. I'm sometimes I'm proud to say, the Lord helped me.
Yeah.
The Lord got me through it. The Lord fought that battle. I didn't do nothing but trust God. Anybody know what I'm talking about? That you just learn how to lean and depend on Jesus. And that's why you're standing. Because you got yoked up with the Savior. Now, there's some yokes you can get with that make stuff worse. Anybody learn that lesson? That's why he says don't be unequally yoked with unbelievers. You going one way, they going another. No progress. But when you yoked up with Jesus, well, let's get ready to give. I'm going to leave y'all alone. I got in trouble with that one, I believe. But that sure tasted good right there. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your help. JJ trying to be a deacon on Adult Sunday. Come on, JJ, come help him. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on. You come on. That's right, JJ. JJ, I'm stepping up today. You can't limit me to fourth Sunday. JJ said, get me out this box. Amen. Remember, our middle receptacle is for our vision. We ask those that you would to continue to sow into our vision. Amen. Father, we thank you now for this word you deposit into our hearts, spirits, our minds. I pray, God, we not just be hearers of your word, but be doers. Help us, Father, to receive your help. We thank you today. We heard your word to hold on. Thank you that you changed somebody's decision. Somebody's on the verge of giving up, and you changed it today, and we give you glory. Thank you for a soul that's been saved. Thank you for additions to the body of Christ. Thank you for the prayers of relief and strength and power. Thank you, God. Now, God, we ask that you will bless us as we give today. Some are giving sacrificially, but they just love you that much. And I pray, God, you honor their sincerity as they give and sow in this good ground. And I pray, God, you bless the gift and the gift giver and help us to be good stewards of what you entrust to us, that the kingdom may be advanced. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All in the hands of ushers except for Tremaine. I don't want Tremaine announcing nothing today. I'm in a bad mood, and she made it worse earlier based on some things that took place on yesterday in New Orleans, Louisiana. I tried to be a good preacher, good pastor, and show up. I started not to even talk to y'all today, but she made it much worse. So I'm trying to get through this, but don't mess with me. In the hands of our ushers, except for Tremaine.
We hope Pastor Ham's message blessed you, and if you'd like a copy of this CD, please send a